Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com.
In today's interview, we're going to shift gears a bit and talk about leadership development. My guest is Mark Tomaszewicz, director of the Sharp Experience, which is how the folks at Sharp Healthcare, San Diego's leading healthcare organization, refer to their culture and their way of doing things. You may recall a post I wrote last year after I was blown away by my experience at Sharp's All-Staff Assembly, an annual gathering at which all of Sharp's 18,000 team members recommit themselves to the mission and values of their organization. That amazing assembly is one of the ways that Mark and his team engage the Sharp people in the Sharp Experience. Another is a program called On Stage Leadership. On-stage leadership is designed to elevate the Sharp Experience in the hearts and the work of their leaders. And all 1,500 of Sharp's leaders are going through this 8-hour immersive experience. It sounds fascinating, so I've asked Mark to join us to tell us all about it. So welcome, Mark.
Hi, Denise. Thank you for having me on to share some of our work today.
I'm really looking forward to hearing more and sharing this with my listeners. So I'm just going to jump right into it and tell us what the on-stage leadership program entails.
Sure. Well, I think, as you know, that cultivating an organization's culture and delivering a consistent experience that truly reflects who you are requires continuous work. And so we felt that we had the opportunity to be with all of our leaders to help them recommit to the purpose and why they do what they do, to better understand the expectations that we have of all Sharp leaders at Sharp Healthcare, and help refresh the foundations, really, of who we are. Those things that we've put in place that really provide the guidelines and some direction to how they go about their work on a daily basis. And so this on-stage leadership program, as you mentioned, it is an 8-hour immersive experience. It's where we've had the opportunity to bring our leaders together in a really meaningful way with small groups of about 35 people. And I think most organizations, and certainly ours, we do large-scale leadership development experiences, but the opportunity to have people in small groups has really been valuable, in the sense that it allows people to truly connect what we're saying and to their work, their role, and their leadership. And so we bring them together for an 8-hour immersive experience, where it's not so much about PowerPoint presentations, but it's about interacting in terms of hearing stories from each other and really refreshing themselves on what it means to be a team member and leader at Sharp and what the Sharp Experience is all about. Now, we have certainly a lot of content around what the Sharp Experience is about, but specifically for leaders, it's really important for them to understand why and why it's important, really, and the impact that it has on patients and guests, as opposed to just the what and the how of what they do on a daily basis. And so this day is, to give you a brief overview, revolves around some context setting for them of why we've gathered them together for the day. It then has them explore really their connection from whatever role that they are in as a leader. And we do bring leaders together across all levels, all units, and all departments in these groups of 35, so there's a cross-section of leaders, allows them to see how they connect to the patient experience and the Sharp Experience. Then we go and focus on the expectations we have for them and provide some clarity around the expectations they have as a leader through some reflective experiences. And then I'd say a large part of our afternoon is then spent around the foundations of our Sharp Experience, so refreshing those, and also, again, the why they're important and the impact that they have. And that goes around our behavior standards, our notion of storytelling, a concept of on-stage and off-stage that's important in experience staging. And then at the end of the day, we talk about their aspirations and the commitment that they have for their work and their leadership and for Sharp Healthcare.
Wow, that's really a a full agenda. You really are covering a lot of material. Even, I mean, 8 hours seems like a long time, but I can see how you could easily, you know, develop a full, you know, multi-day curriculum based on something like that. It's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. I think we're fortunate in that we do teach the Sharp experience in other ways, so this is our opportunity to kind of make sure that we have this consistent message across all of our leaders and be able to connect with them on that almost individual basis because of the setting that we're in.
Right. Now, one thing that intrigues me, and you talked about this just in your description, about on stage, and you said something about on stage, off stage. So can you talk about this concept of what does on stage mean in the context of leadership?
Sure. It has, a variety of interpretations, but we look at it as leaders are always on stage for their team members and certainly for our patients and guests. And on stage and off stage, the notion that anything within the experience either adds to or takes away from it, there's sort of no in between, is a metaphor that we've used for the leadership training and also a foundational element of the Sharp experience, that notion of on stage and off stage. And so we've used that as really a metaphor for the entire day where it is hosted in a theater. This allows us to really lock in learning in a different way, where people are outside of their normal course of business and outside of their normal location, and then have that opportunity to be immersed in really what we mean by on stage and off stage. So for leaders, it's that role modeling is really that key element. And so they have a very real understanding that by the end of the day that they are on the spot and in the spotlight, and in certain ways that they may realize all the time, whether they're at a meeting or talking to a patient or their family, but also when they're walking from their car into the entity or just walking the hall. So the onstage concept for a leader is about that they are role modeling the Sharp experience. They are enacting the values of the organization in their actions on that moment-to-moment basis. Each moment that they have that opportunity to really embody who we are as an organization.
Right. And do you find that, I'm curious as to hear like the reactions you've gotten from people who've gone through their program, and maybe specifically, you know, do you find that this idea of onstage resonates with people?
The idea certainly resonates. I think in some ways it's a refresher for our leaders, and also in some ways it just provides that awareness that they may not have had in a very specific way in the past, that of that idea that they are always on stage in front of people. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a lot of people comment after the fact that I'm now looking at things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I realize that my actions are important. Every action I have is important. Mm-hmm. And people interpret my actions, whether they're the patients or guests make decisions about the trust and confidence that they have in our organization through the actions, or whether it's my team members, because team members always look to emulate leaders. And so I think it has resonated tremendously with the leaders that have gone through the experience already. I think some other reactions where we focus part of that day around the notion of accountability, because we are talking about the foundations of the Sharp experience, fundamentally who we are, what makes Sharp, that we look at accountability in a couple ways, and one that I think is most powerful is that notion of personal accountability. And so the most important and powerful one is the accountability you have to yourself, and that idea that there are things that you can do to make a difference. And so we've had a lot of comments say that no matter what situation they find themselves in, they look inward first into how they can affect the outcome of what's going on.
Wow, that's really powerful. Because that seems like not something that is a natural reaction. So really getting people to be thinking about that just seems that seems like it would be a very transformative change for people, in the way they deal with themselves, but then like the outcomes would also have pretty big impact.
Right, because I think most people have that notion of holding people accountable, and not that we don't have organizational expectations and leader expectations, but kind of flipping that around just a little bit and looking at how you yourself are accountable to those you serve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what have you learned about your own organization through this work?
I think we've learned a lot. One is that, you know, we do have a variety and cross-section of leaders throughout our organization, both in their breadth of experience at, you know, their, certainly their function and different levels of leaders, but that all people are coming to leadership roles with a different understanding of leadership and with a different experience of leadership and a different background. And so we've learned that there are different ways that we need to approach different leaders. We try through our experience. Obviously, we have that opportunity in these small settings to be customize them to an extent, but have learned that we have a lot of wonderful leaders out there all trying to do the best for Sharp, and there are a variety of ways that we certainly support them now and that we can in the future. I think one of the best learnings that we've had are just hearing stories from our leaders, stories that oftentimes we are a storytelling organization, but you can always cultivate more stories. So we've learned through a variety of the different sessions, the stories of the Sharp experience, people making that difference, people helping to personalize healthcare, or people helping to help other colleagues and team members and making that difference, that have just been fantastic to hear and certainly wonderful for our organization to begin to elevate in the hearts and minds of our team members.
And to have a real forum for sharing those, absolutely.
Absolutely. I think another key learning is the notion of leader support. So when people have had the opportunity to be in the same room and look around leaders, whether they're in the same location, obviously we have some large hospitals, they may not know other leaders. And so we have gone about this program at an entity-by-entity basis. So in that, we do have seven different hospitals and other affiliated medical groups. We started at one hospital and had leaders be able to just know that everyone's on the same page. We're all going towards the same thing. We all have similar aspirations, and now we all have this we've reinforced a consistent message, so they know that they have support when they walk down the halls of their organization, that all these leaders are living the Sharp experience in similar ways.
Yeah, I think that sometimes leaders feel very isolated, and so being able to gather with some of their peers and share their stories and share their challenges and know that you know, that they're not alone, that's probably, you know, such an encouragement just to themselves. Yeah.
We've had some specific comments after that they really learned from the other leaders there, which certainly we expected, but that they are going through the same things, and so they got to share key strategies or even keywords about how to work with different team members or how to enact different parts of the Sharp experience.
That's great. That's great. Well, let me my final question has to do with brands and branding, given that I'm a brand person. And you know, we've talked about the Sharp experience, I think, in terms of, like, the culture and the values of the organization. And oftentimes that's a very big part of an organization's brand. I'm curious if you can help me and my listeners see how you might make the connection between the Sharp experience and the culture and values and the Sharp healthcare brand. You know, how are they related and how are they integrated?
We actually look at them as one and the same thing. We have certainly the Sharp healthcare brand, which we have branded the Sharp experience, and that's the promise that we make to our community to be the best place to work, practice medicine, and receive care. And then the Sharp experience in terms of our culture and values and everything we do is in support of making that true, so that we're, our brand experience essentially is authentic to our brand promise. And so our Sharp experience certainly lives in how we market and how we communicate. We have a 30-minute documentary that we produce that are the stories of the Sharp experience, is the name that it's been given. And those are just stories that we have with real team members in it and real patients. And then all of that that brand promise is backstopped by how we live every single day within our organization.
Wow, that's great. I mean, I think that really shows how it is one thing, and that's how you connect your people with the people they're serving and vice versa. It just sounds ideal, really. Well, Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I understand you're kind of still in the midst of this program, so I wish you the best as you continue on it and as you continue to work on the Sharp experience. For my listeners, I'd encourage you to learn more. You can go to sharp.com and hear and see some of the stories about the Sharp experience and really get to know the content that's being communicated and fostered in this on-stage leadership program. So thank you again, Mark. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You're welcome, Nathan. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit about Sharp Healthcare today.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at DeniseLeeYan.com. Take care, and thanks again.